Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant Pella City Administrator Corey Goodenote joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest Pella City Council meeting. Well, Corey, this week at the Pella City Council meeting, a fairly short meeting in regards to regular business, and a couple of ordinances that are kind of passing through the process in limbo after a second reading. They'll have a third reading coming up in a couple of weeks. Having to do with the Board of Adjustment, what are those two ordinances and some of the things that are under consideration right now for their duties and responsibilities moving forward if this ordinance is adopted in a couple of weeks?
Thanks, Andrew. It was a relatively short meeting. Of course, we're coming off the heels of our budget meetings last week. So this week we addressed a couple of zoning ordinances. The first one is related to special use permits. Special use permits are areas where the zoning is not permitted by right. And so we made some adjustments. The council had the second reading of an ordinance that considered additional requirements when considering a special use permit. The first additional item is the use permit must comply with the comprehensive plan and code. And the second item to build on that is it shouldn't affect the adjacent properties. The third is that it wouldn't dominate the immediate vicinity. The fourth is that basically it can be served by public utilities. So really what this does is it just spans on the criteria that a special use permit has to comply with in order to meet the Board of Adjustment's criteria for approval. The second ordinance that the council considered was an adjustment to our variance ordinance regarding minor modifications. Essentially, if a property owner was interested in, for example, building addition to their current home and the side or front yard setbacks didn't allow, the standards for the city didn't allow for that construction, typically a resident or a property owner would come to the Board of Adjustment and request a variance. Well, based on the state code and some Supreme Court rulings, achieving a variance requirements are very difficult. Theoretically, the land in question should not be able to yield a reasonable return. It must be due to unique circumstances, and it should not change the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. Now, that's pretty difficult for somebody to prove when they're requesting a variance. And so what the council did was approve what's called a minor modification, which is a less stringent requirement in order to receive approval of what would theoretically have been in the old circumstance a variance. And so the council really just approved the second reading, which would allow certain common variance approvals over the last several years to be approved through a minor modification policy. So those would be things like reducing front and side yard setbacks, increasing the maximum height of accessory structure, those type of things that we see commonly that really don't affect the neighbors but really still need to be approved by the Board of Adjustment. And it allows them to do that without going through the really stringent criteria associated with the variance. So, of course, we'll have our third reading on both of the ordinances next week, and after that, there would be an adoption process as well.
And then you mentioned the next meeting coming up in early March. That is also the time each and every year that the upcoming fiscal year budget is approved, and as your finance director duties explain that you oftentimes have a pretty big hand in that process working with the council and with the city departments to come up with the budget. What is that upcoming number that the city is planning on expenditure-wise, and what are some of the key highlights that will be discussed at the public hearing coming up on March 7th?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, last week we held two budget sessions with department heads presenting their proposed budget. The upcoming budget, it traditionally has been about $40 million here. About half of that is associated with the city's utility, largely the electric utility, of course. That's a pretty major component of the city's budget. I think some of the important items are that your listeners may be interested in is, of course, the tax rate was held at $10.20. I believe that's the 16th straight year of maintaining that tax rate. Council does a good job of planning and really maintaining that tax rate and really focusing on making sure that we're really utilizing those tax dollars appropriately. As you'll see in the next upcoming meeting, some of the major components are major street construction, Lincoln and East 3rd Street, also on Broadway just close to Elm Street and West 3rd. And then we have planned some major improvements to Caldwell Park. I know that's been a discussion in the past, and so council will be considering about $350,000 worth of improvements to the park and also improvements to the Huber Street cul-de-sac after the removal of Pool Drive the last couple of years.
Once again, that was Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough discussing the latest Pella City Council meeting. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.